This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in, listeners, now 98 Rock, California's rock station in beautiful Sacramento, California. Also, our friends at Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. And our latest affiliate, that would be 1210, the man in sunny, beautiful Miami, Florida. Welcome to the show. Big show for you today. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has foods that sound naughty. Noah Sherlock coming up. And the game is Big Dummy. We have Carly. She just joined us. She is playing for Team Sober. And Carly, our men's room poll today. You need to pick one to play for the rest of your life. Will it be the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the keytar?
I'm definitely going keytar because I got the bleached blonde hair, and my son, who's 10, loves the 80s, so he would think it was super cool.
Until mom nice. Plays it.
What color?
I mean, do you know a kid that thought Facebook got cool when their parents joined? I don't.
Right.
Carly, what's your what's your natural color?
Dark brown.
Dark brown. Oh, you make it sound so bad.
I know.
Oh, dark brown, like
well,
you.
I've got a lot of gray hair, so gotta do the blonde.
Okay.
You have any gray pubes? I had a gray pube, and that's
no, I don't.
But you check, right? I mean, you gotta check
every day.
I don't think I had that yet.
Really?
No.
You haven't
had a single gray pube?
Nope. Not yet, man.
Well, I like you have the bragging nope.
Nope. They call me Young Junk.
My forest is fertile.
Not old like you.
All that's the leaves are green.
I rake that forest all the time to make sure that nothing bad happens.
It's never autumn in my forest. All right. Here's your question. A skulk is a group of what animals? A skulk.
A skulk?
Skulk.
Skulk.
S-K-U-L-K.
Are they on land?
They are a land animal.
All right.
A woodland creature, if you will. They frolic amongst the trees and the fields.
I think I know them.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
I'll guess chipmunk.
No.
Oh, you said frolic. Frolic means happy to me.
I don't think a chipmunk frolics, though. They're kind of frantic.
They look happy.
They're kind of mean. Okay, by the way, the answer to that is foxes.
Oh.
Miles.
Oh.
Miles. Yeah. I know chipmunks, you believe that they frolic. You also believe that rabbits cannot be violent. I'm going to read you some of the comments that came in.
Okay.
Driving this discussion. First of all, if you're wondering what a rabbit punch is, why they call it a rabbit punch, that was our first question. If you hold a rabbit by its hind legs, so it's hanging upside down, and punch it in the back of the neck, you kill it.
Someone else
explains, a rabbit punch is where you would punch a rabbit to sever the spine and kill it. Let's move on. It says, I have a rabbit. He is angry. He has violent tendencies. He growls and charges every time I feed him.
Jesus Christ. His
rabbit growls. Okay, your next question. Who was known as the Clown Prince of basketball? The Clown Prince.
Oh. I'm embarrassed that I don't know that either. I have no idea.
I'll give you guys a hint.
Meadowlark Lemon?
Meadowlark Lemon. Damn.
Wow.
Ted bringing it home.
Globetrotters.
Oh, comments coming in. Rabbits are actually pretty territorial and can be violent. They will kill each other.
Not the ones I see. And they just look so friendly.
You're like the dude who still believes in Disney movies.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
All animals talk and are friendly.
Believe in what?
Hug me, Simba. All right, your question.
And you live with a house cat that attacks you.
I know.
Why do you think? Is it just you think every other animal is nice?
Your own pet tries to kill you, but you believe that the ones in nature are your friends.
I told him after he attacked me the other night, I was going to tell everyone it was a blackberry bush.
I fell into a blackberry bush.
That's what I'm going to say.
What band performed the theme song from the show Friends? Oh, man.
The theme song? Oh, God.
I hate that song.
What is this song?
Listen. I'll be there for you.
It's like... It's like...
I hate that song so much.
Is it also an artist?
Yeah, I don't like that song, and I don't like...
It's a band that has a...
And a toothpaste.
Has a the or a the in front of it. It's like, you know, like the something something.
It is an artist. It is a toothpaste.
It is a toothpaste. It is a band. The Aquafresh.
The Rembrandt.
The Rembrandt.
The Rembrandt. How is it Rembrandt a toothbrush? A toothpaste for old people?
Is it old people?
I don't know, but doesn't it seem like it?
I don't use it. I don't know.
Like, I don't think of anyone's house and seen Rembrandt on the sink. Have you?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Rembrandt. Jesus.
All right, do you watch TV there? Carly?
Carly,
you
watch
live? TV? Yes, sorry, I do watch TV.
Okay. Outstanding. All right, these are the characters' names. Jean, Louise, Tina, Bob, and Linda are the main characters of what animated show? I know Ted knows.
Give them again.
Jean, Louise, Tina, Bob, and Linda.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh, God. Not a clue. I'm doing horribly. I'm so sorry.
Question five.
It's all right. You don't sound smart. No one had any expectations. You're fine. Bob's Burgers. Burgers was the show.
I love that cartoon.
Now, Carly, I know you're going to know the answer to this one, all right? I can feel it in my bones. My brittle
all
bones.
Right.
What are the names of the rival gangs in West Side Story? My brittle bones, Carly.
I do not know musicals, but this one's pretty simple.
I saw it once when I was a kid, and I just know.
The Skippers and...
No idea. Once again.
Are you being for real? West Side Story, man?
I don't know West Side Story.
The Sharks and the Jets.
Yeah, once you're a Jet, you're a Jet for life.
Gosh, I guess I did know that.
Well, why didn't you say it when I asked?
Well, I mean, I didn't know it, but when you said it, then I remembered.
Well, I know a lot of things after people tell me. Like people's names. Hey, my name's Jim. You know what? I didn't know that, but now I know that. I know your name's Jim.
All right, Carly, question six.
All right, Carly, here is your question. All right, again, my brittle bones are telling me you're going to get this one right, okay?
Okay.
What has been the number one movie at the theaters for the last 2 weeks?
Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Bam.
All right.
There you go.
Coming in strong.
You did do it.
Is there a character named Captain Marvel?
Yes, that's who... So the movie's about, man.
Okay.
They called it Captain. Captain indicates I'm to speak of one individual, no matter what I say next.
Is he in charge of all the Marvel
Captain
people?
Captain Frank, Captain Louie, Captain Marvel.
Tell me.
A she.
Oh, it's a she.
It is a she.
And what does she do?
She's Captain freaking Marvel, man.
Is she in charge of all the Marvel people? Like, is she the captain of the Marvel people?
Is Captain America your boss? I mean, like, come on, man.
Is she in charge of Iron Man? Is she in charge
of... She just goes by Captain. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
you can do that if you're a superhero.
Like, if I'm on a boat and go Captain, I figure he's in charge.
Because you're on a boat. If you're a superhero, you can be Captain.
All right.
She's in charge, Miles.
Yeah, she... Come on, man.
Well, yeah, whoever.
Man, you haven't learned anything last year.
You just assume the boat
years.
Captain's a dude,
wow.
huh?
Yeah,
all
exactly. Right.
Just like Captain Marvel.
You know what I would do?
What's that?
I would listen.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the men's room.
What do you call a black pilot?
Hola.
Hola.
Come here, Ted.
Jamie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Jamie. All right. Men's room poll, pick one to play. You're going to be really good at this instrument. Will it be the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the keytar?
I'm going to pick the accordion, and the reason why is because I saw Chris Novoselic make it way cool in his new band, Giants in the Trees.
Chris Novoselic played bass in Nirvana.
I saw him play bass in his new band also.
Right. If he had not done that first, you'd have been like, hey, I saw a band that I liked, and there's a crazy man playing the accordion.
He could have played the underarm ham fart by that woman, and it would look cool.
I mean, that's right. You got it.
You know why Mick Jagger's good looking? Because Mick Jagger sings for the Rolling Stones.
I mean, Chris is a cool guy. I met him.
He's an outstanding guy. This is not a judgment of character.
No, not at all.
This is just, if I played bass, and an instrumental band, and then whatever instrument I play after that, I can play the triangle, and they'd be like, that is a badass triangle playing fool. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you, man.
Right?
We considered the spoons, the washboard. We had a lot of options. The oboe.
I saw the Spoon Man play, too, at a Soundgarden concert.
We were afraid that was going to happen. I know, people would say that was cool, so then we would figure that'd be wrong.
But you know what? If I could play the spoons, I would play the spoons. Yeah. Spoons is cool, man. Sorry.
Yeah, man.
All right, here.
Every time you have a bowl of cereal.
Every restaurant I go to,
I'll take the soup.
All right, here's your question. The angel placed on top of your Christmas tree represents which angel?
I don't know.
Chris Angel.
Yes, Chris Angel. Mind freak. I got a mind freak on your tree.
Peter?
Yes, again.
Paul?
Yes, again.
Mary?
Dude, it's an angel.
Jesus?
An angel.
I don't know the names of angels.
You know it.
All right, the angel.
Hey, man, he's on top of your Christmas tree. Have some respect.
Angel Rojas.
No, he's at the gates, right? That dude? Same dude?
Peter?
I don't know.
No, it's not Peter. Paul.
I'll give you a hint. I'll be your sledgehammer.
Peter? Gabriel?
Gabriel.
Oh, damn. I had half of it right.
No, it's not Peter Gabriel. You did not have half of it right. It does not represent Peter Gabriel.
It's on top of your tree. Peter Gabriel.
That's what I heard.
Question three, Jamie.
I got Phil Collins on mine.
In what year did the Titanic sink and Fenway Park open in Boston?
1912.
Oh, wow. Right.
Miles, by the way, that was only question two.
That was only question two? Oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean to.
Miles.
I didn't mean to miscount there, Jamie.
Miles is what we call number illiterate. He can read words, but not numbers.
I told people we did show 3,000. I wasn't sure. I mean, like, it's roughly 3,000, but there's absolutely no guarantee on that. There's no way in 3,000 attempts to write something down that I did not mess up at least once.
All right, now, to be fair.
I mean, I'm just saying, honestly.
No, you can go through. Listen, we should get someone on this, all right? So both of us, we have what we call our show sheets from each show. And it goes back, the span of the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't write down the show numbers. You do. I bet you if you went through every single one of them, you could find where you went wrong.
Could be.
We should go from show one.
I mean, I've got them all.
I messed up at 227.
That would take hours.
It would.
So all right, more of Big Tummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
No way, Sherlock, all the way, tins, meat, and potatoes has foods that sound naughty coming up right after we play the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Regarding Captain Marvel, the comments have come in to explain, and I think this sums it up, all right? So I saw the movie, my kids love the movie, yeah. She's a badass with cosmic powers, strong enough to beat Thanos. Frankly, that's all you need to know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You wouldn't mess with her. You would, Miles, but we all know that, guys.
How's she look?
You'd mess with her, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Rick.
Rick?
Liquor and whores.
Rick, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Rick, welcome to the show.
Good.
Okay, Rick, men's room poll. Pick one to play. Will it be the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the keytar?
Well, when you were first bringing up the instruments, you mentioned the harpsichord, and I would have picked that because Lurch on the Addams Family played it.
Yeah, he got ass. Yeah,
yes, he did.
That's odd motivation, bro.
So,
but now that we took it out, what are you going to pick?
So I'll have to go with the accordion, just because Wabin said as far as, like, playing at Oktoberfest.
Okay.
And, you know, hey, anytime beer is involved, then you got to go with it.
You know what? And they'd love to have
you. All right. You brought me back around, Lurch.
They'd love to have you. Hey, man, learns to play it. It's a hero. All right, here's your question.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Captain Marvel, huh?
That's Captain Marvel. She would fry your ass. I'd be like, Miles, just leave her alone.
That'd be great.
You're going to get on her nerves.
I'd really like that.
She's going to roast you. Who released the terrible hit single Barbie Girl in 1997?
Oh my gosh. My daughters love that song. Oh.
Wow. That's not the reaction I expected. I'm getting uncomfortable.
Barbie Girl was, I can't remember. I know the song. My girls used to listen to it all the time, and
it's
it drove
a terrible
me nuts.
Song. Yeah, it's a horrible song. Yeah. Horrible song.
Is it Aqua?
Aqua? Aqua. Aqua.
Rick, are you from the Mid-Atlantic? Aqua. Where are you from originally? Are you from the Mid-Atlantic somewhere?
Ray?
Yeah.
I'm from Washington.
Oh, you're Washington State. You sound like you might be from Washington, D.C. a little bit.
You got a little O in you.
No. I was in the military, so, you know, I traveled around a bit. I was in North Dakota for a while, so I kind of picked up a little bit of a...
Yeah, the North Dakotian.
Yeah, that little Minnesotan, you know, type of accent.
Okay.
I don't know if I've met anyone from North Dakota. Have I met anyone from North Dakota?
We're just waiting for a phone call or an email from there.
We need to go. We're going to Gillies. We're going to Gillies.
That's right.
All right, here is your question. Who did George Washington name as his vice president?
Was it John Adams?
All right. Okay, Rick.
Very good.
I wouldn't have guessed that in 10 minutes.
I wouldn't have known that either.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game.
Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola,
guys.
Hola. Samantha, are you sober or not sober today?
I'm sober.
Sober Samantha. All right, Samantha. You're going to pick up a new instrument. You're going to be really good at it, too.
One's going to care.
Yeah, will it be the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the guitar? How will you blow one's mind?
I would say the accordion. I think I would be a total badass just pulling the accordion out in the middle of a party. I think that would make me the life of the party.
It definitely would. Right. I believe that to be true.
You know, I'm glad you believe that. All right, here is your question. Who is the current Secretary of State of the United States?
Oh, what's her name?
That's the exact question.
I don't know her name.
Anyone? They replaced Rex Tillerson?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life, Mike Pompeo.
Oh, Mike Pompeo. Yeah. I cannot keep up.
I know. All right, your next question. Which two states end with the letter Y?
Kentucky?
That's yes. One.
Oh, yeah.
She's deflating.
Oh, hey.
I don't know. I can't think of it.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't know the freaking answer.
It's in Jersey.
Jersey!
Oh,
hey, what a freaking respect.
All right, yeah. Question three, Samantha.
Okay.
Your question, where on your face... would you find your glabella?
A glabella?
Glabella. What a horrible term for something. Everyone can see your glabella when they look at you.
Somewhere in your nose?
How about the earlobe?
The space between your eyebrows.
Oh.
That's your glabella.
Oh.
But see, you would get upset if I said, baby, I got my eyes right on your glabella. I get slapped in the face. All right, Samantha, here is your question. Unagi is the Japanese word for what sea creature?
Delicious.
Unagi.
So the words I say when I have sex with a woman named Nagi. Unagi.
I want to say it's some kind of fish because they eat a lot of fish
over
there.
Yeah, it's part of sushi and it lives in the ocean.
It's kind of like a fish.
It is a fish, but it's
skinny. But when you look at it, you don't think fish.
Yes.
A sea urchin?
Not a bad guess. Oh. It's an eel.
Eel.
You ever had barbecue eel? Unagi or like a, I'm trying to think of the roll. Eel, there's a eel roll.
Yeah, the unagi roll, right?
Is that, yeah, probably.
There's a, it shows up in a few
but
rolls.
It's got like, well, they've got one like a spider. It's got a different name.
Oh, I
always
know.
Encourage it.
All right, your question. Encephalitis. Encephalitis is the inflammation of what organ? Sounds like a civil rights.
You said the inflammation?
Yeah. The name is encephalitis.
The love.
Booger.
The love organ.
Encephalitis. Oh. No, it is not the love organ.
I'm feeling a little.
I have no idea. The hand?
Your hand organ.
Organ.
The hand organ is
organ.
My penis.
Hand organ.
Make no mistake about that. The
yeah,
brain.
Okay.
Encephalitis.
Where's Jim? I think he's in there playing the hand organ. He's been in there for like 15 minutes.
Sorry, I have to address a comment just came in that says, hey, Thrill, wasn't it the accordion that you threatened to break off in that guy's ass when you started playing it? That was on the train. It was not an accordion. It was a ukulele.
Yeah, we thought of that one too, but then Jack Johnson ruined it.
Right. I would never threaten an accordion player, just a ukulele player. All right, your question, what does the abbreviation ROI stand for in the financial world? ROI.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Return on investment.
That is correct. How you doing there, Samantha? How you feeling about yourself?
I'm pretty dumb.
Been dumb?
All right, question number six.
Don't feel dumb, big dummy. All right, now I get the feeling you might know the answer to this. This is not a judgment of your character. I just feel confident you might get this. A kamikaze cocktail contains triple sec, lime juice, and what booze?
Whiskey?
Rum?
Vodka.
Vodka.
Kamikaze. Taking you back to being in college.
Yeah. All right, here's your question. I'm very confident with this one. What was John Wayne's nickname? It's also a term we use for pooping. It's a powerhouse in college basketball.
Of Earl.
Sometimes people put these up if you're in a fight in the 1960s.
I have no idea.
Duke.
All right, Samantha, question number eight here.
Don't tell her you feel confident.
I don't.
Oh, no. My confidence got ripped out of my chest and stomped on. And then someone peed on it right after they lit it on fire. Yeah, my confidence is gone. All right, here is your question. What character? Do we have to get tax forms? Samantha, at this point, you've been on the show long enough. You qualify as a co-host. Congratulations.
Okay.
You're first to say that. Yeah, absolutely. All right, here is your question. Which character did Kim Cattrall play on the TV show Sex and the City?
You know, I've never even watched a single episode of that show. I'm going to guess the only character's name is Samantha.
One Samantha to another.
There we go. All
goodness
right.
Gracious.
Were you
me.
Just doing that to her to see if.
No, honest to God, that's one of the questions.
I'll be damned. With Samantha.
It really is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game.
Miles, real quick. Regarding the sushi roll that includes unagi/eel, they're saying the caterpillar roll and the dragon roll.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they're both delicious. I like that on a roll.
So is that universal, like, sushi place to sushi place?
Like, a spider roll is always going to be a spider roll.
See, I never realized that. And to be fair,
California
I don't really
roll is going to be a cow. I'm not a roll guy, but, I mean, every once in a while, I'll see a roll come out and go, like, I should have ordered a roll.
What do you get when you go to a sushi joint?
I always get I get nigiri. I just get, like, 12, 15 pieces of fish.
Well, like with a little bit of rice.
With a little bit of rice underneath it, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get a roll, man. Live a little.
No, I mean,
it's like the
like
junk food
I just like,
of sushi.
I like raw sushi. Yeah.
The rolls are like, if you take sushi, running through Taco Bell, and then that's what you
that's
get.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I don't need
sauces,
all that. Right.
And there's tempura deep fried stuff.
There's some
stuff.
Awesome rolls.
Oh, man.
Right. Plus, how else are you going to get that soft shell crab?
Bam. Right.
You, show it up?
You can get a fry and put it on a plate, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Just got to be in season, obviously.
It's about to go down a wormhole. Like, well, you're already eating rice with it. Why not just get a roll?
Yeah.
It just seems dumb to me.
Right. It's extra work.
Right.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola. That's Jared. Jared, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not. I'm sober. Sober.
All right, Jared. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I believe you if I'm a cop.
Jared, you got to pick an instrument to play. You're going to play it really well. Will it be the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the guitar?
I'm feeling the piccolo because I'm a big guy, and I feel like just playing a really small instrument.
Yeah, it would look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down with you, man.
Okay. He's going for it all. As far as John Wayne's nickname, Duke, someone chimes in and says, pooping is a deuce, not a duke. It is also a deuce.
Yeah.
It's a deuce and a duke.
Yeah.
I'm going to go duke.
Right. Yeah. Or I'm going to drop a deuce.
Exactly.
Are you going to split hairs, man? All right. Here is your first question. What is Watson from Sherlock Holmes? What is Watson's first name?
John?
I mean, that's ridiculous.
No way.
Wow. It's John Watson.
No way.
Yeah.
No way he nailed that like that. That's crazy.
I'd guess, like, I don't know, Oglethorpe or something.
Okay. Game is big dummy. We need another contestant. 844-999-OLA. That's our first one and done of the day.
I would guess Willie.
Willie
Watson.
Willie Watson's bald-headed and can hoop.
Hey, Sherlock. You need some help? Willie Watson at your service. Shut up, 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 up.
Hello, Lily.
Did he save the movie?
Hello, Lily. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Lily, are you sober or not sober?
I am quite sober.
You're quite sober, Lily.
I'm not feeling that. Why do you sound like you're high if you're sober?
Lily?
I'll leave that to you.
Okay. Are you stoned?
No.
All right.
Definitely not.
Okay. Lily, our men's room poll, you got to pick one to play.
I'm absolutely not stoned. We're just stop asking that question.
Piccolo, accordion, auto harp, or guitar?
Based on what I think I can best play?
No. Just what you think would be the thing that would make you cool.
Accordion. Those things are awesome.
All right. The accordion. If a guy got up on stage and started playing the accordion and he was sexy, would he have a chance?
Definitely. But any person that plays an instrument, come on.
Okay.
Well, it would not be the accordion. Right. By the way, when you said that, people that played the triangle just cried out and cheered.
No.
Yes! I play an
instrument. Someone.
Yeah.
What if you just play the cymbals? You know, you're just the guy, king.
Depends how you do it.
That honestly sounds like so much fun.
If you watch a movie like Drumline, you're like,
You got to cymbal those things around. All right. You got to be moving them.
Your head's all aggressive. You got it, man. All right, here is your question. Switzerland and the Vatican City are the only two countries that have flags in what shape? Most a rectangle. There's one that's a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Switzerland? I know the country. I just thought there was a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, Switzerland and Vatican City.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's a shape.
It's a square.
Go chicken nugget.
Square.
Go chicken nugget.
Square. That is the answer. They are square.
I'm going to shout out to the other triangle players and say triangle.
Oh, they're warming them up now. Where's my triangle? All right, here's your question. How many brothers did Ryan lose in the movie Saving Private Ryan? I think more brothers were lost on Star Trek, but...
Would you guys judge me if I've never watched that before?
No, man.
No,
not at all. I think the movie's happy.
Definitely, brothers. You said brothers.
How many, yeah.
Two?
Three. Star Trek lost like 18 of them. Brother, don't be down with them. You ain't coming back. It's hard showing watching the kid, Ted. I tell you.
Is that how we lost Willie Watson?
I'll go down to the surface, boss. Let you know what I find.
All right, here's a question. The Shenandoah Valley is located in which eastern state?
The Shenandoah.
It's a hellhole.
I wish I could give you a
hint. I mean, I can't tell you how bad of a hellhole this area is. I feel bad for the people there. It's terrible. And I came from West Virginia. I mean, I'm from West Virginia, and I feel bad for these people. It is such a living hellhole. And a matter of fact, Joe Biden basically corroborated that.
Right.
And he's a nice guy.
These are still, like, not hints. You said you're from West Virginia. Virginia?
Yes! Yes!
I like how she did the dot. He's from West Virginia and thinks this place sucks. Virginia.
Shocking. Everybody, every other state thinks that Virginia sucks if you're around it.
If you're around it.
All my Maryland friends are just like,
it's just the vibe, man.
It's just the people.
Well, I live in Maryland. When they take my blood, it's blue.
It's like, got them.
And they always remind you, it's the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's the Commonwealth. There's no state here.
Even Robin rolled her eyes. You know the truth.
Virginia is for lovers.
That's right.
That's for STDs.
Gabe is a big dummy. 844-999-HOLA.
All right, look. I said this to Mike earlier. I got to. So the musical instruments, right? The accordion.
Yep. Play the accordion again, please. Could we, Robin, could we get a little accordion? So people know what
it's the hell. It's that good, sexy accordion, I think. Right? It's kind of.
That's not sexy at all.
Oh, that is, dude. So. In my family, to my father's credit, he did play in the University of Miami band, but he didn't play the accordion.
All right.
So for years, he's been on this kick that he can play the accordion. So he's always talking about it. Every family function, he can play the accordion. So my Uncle Phil, the youngest brother in their family, has never believed my dad and thinks my dad is full of S.
Okay.
So we're on a family vacation. Everybody's there. My uncle comes back with the biggest smile, and he's like, yard sale. I bought it.
On the way.
Yeah. And what do you think happened?
Your dad picked it up and
couldn't play it for nothing.
Oh,
he's been lying for 25 years.
Did he admit it to a 10?
No, it's my dad. He tried to play it off with me. This is a difference. Not the normal accordion that I would play. I'm telling you. Phil walked through triumphantly. I got one, smart ass.
Oh, God.
Amora, Big Dummy coming up, 844-999-HOLA. If you'd like to be a contestant, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has foods that sound naughty. We'll have the head chef join us right after the game, known as Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Well, I don't know if they're ready, but their name is Dave. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, Dave.
Dave.
Hey.
Not ready.
Hey,
see?
Dave.
Not ready.
Hey, welcome to the men's room, Dave.
Dave. Hey, Dave.
Dave, did you mean to call the men's room?
Dave, you there, man?
Hello, Dave.
Dave. I think Dave's gone.
I'll put him back on hold.
Dave's dead.
He's kind of gone.
He's got to get ready. He's got to get ready. He wasn't ready.
You even said he's ready. I said, I don't know if he's ready. We went there, and sure enough, he was not ready.
Yep.
All right, stop pestering people. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Brandon, you on team sober or team not sober today?
Team sober, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, Brandon, men's room poll. You're going to pick one of these badass instruments to play very well, I might add. Will it be the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the keytar? You'll be a chick magnet.
I'm going to have to go with accordion.
Accordion, okay.
Yes,
you are loving the accordion today.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Do you really think it's awesome?
I would totally play it even without asking this question.
Okay, all right. All right, here is your question. Even though they have two different names, what two Canadian provinces have capitals named for the same person? Probably get one of them.
I have no clue.
Victoria?
So Victoria is one of them, right? So yeah, British Columbia.
And then...
And I had to double-check this one. It turns out Victoria is one of them. The other one, which I will not say the province yet, it's another girl's name. Her last name or middle name was that.
Quebec City?
No.
You got it. Victoria, Quebec City, Regina.
Regina.
Yeah, Regina.
Oh, how unfortunate. How unfortunate for Regina.
Isn't that where John Ryan's from?
Oh, no.
I think so.
Yes, but still. I didn't realize it was a
Victoria
name of
Victoria Regina.
I mean, it's Regina, yes. I get that. That's the name
but
of the
But don't start
city,
her first name with a V. That's
but,
all.
I know, but I did not know that was a woman's name that was named after an actual person.
Yeah.
Her name was Regina.
Victoria Regina.
God, that had to be a horrible... That had to be a horrible school growing up.
No, no one ever said Victoria Regina has a big... All right, here
God,
is your question.
Horrible. Regina.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Brandon. Lord, leave that poor woman alone. God.
This is my son, Enos, and my daughter, Regina.
They call him Enos, but...
Jesus.
All right. The March of Dimes was originally founded to help find a vaccine for what?
I've never even heard of that.
The March of Dimes?
Say that again?
The March of Dimes. The March of Dimes was originally founded to find a cure for what? A vaccine for what?
Panther?
Polio?
Polio.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
We got that. We got that.
All right, here is your question. In ancient Greece, what river did the souls of dead people have to cross?
River Styx.
All right. Nice.
Very good, Brandon.
Okay.
Think about that, man. This
the River Styx?
Yes.
I thought that was in hell.
Well, I mean, it could be.
I think it
depends
is.
Where the river takes
okay.
you, man.
I thought you said ancient Greece, so ancient Greece was
ancient
hell.
Greece.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the all river right. Styx, man.
Well, I didn't know.
You went to Hades.
I mean,
man.
it might have been the beginning of the river. You know what I mean?
But, well, see, I don't know where on the river
flowed,
you were,
but it flew. It had to flow into hell.
You would assume.
Yeah,
I mean that's it. But it would also flow to good places, right? Like you're dead. You don't just go to hell because you died.
Okay,
right.
So it sounds like something an '80s band would say. Like the River Styx.
It flows into hell. Ride the raft to hell. It flows. Flows to hell.
But see, here's the thing, right? So you're going to take the name Styx, like the River Styx, man. It's dead people. It's hell. Like, that should be cool. And instead, it's the band Styx.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you don't think of them as, like,
right. That they should have a different name. Like, Boyz II Men was called Boyz II Men. You weren't surprised, but they didn't call themselves Metallica. Metallica sounds like a band that should be called Metallica. Boyz II Men. If you name your band Styx on a river where dead people go to hell, you shouldn't say things like "Domo arigato, Mister." Right?
Yeah, I didn't know they were sailing away on a boat to hell.
Yeah, exactly.
Changes I see a robot. Soul. I see him in hell.
You could probably do a Grim Reaper.
See you in hell, my friend.
Game is a big dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Couple of things.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby's son was named Enos.
No, he wasn't.
Bill Cosby's son named him.
Name my son Enos. Wouldn't that be funny?
Rhyme with that my favorite thing. And apparently Regina means queen.
Well, it should.
Then why didn't the band Queen call themselves
Gina?
Wow.
Just call them Gina for short.
More of Big Dummy coming up. 844-999. Ola will get a brand new contestant and more of the game after these.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.